B-Pod Studios.
Waking you up. It's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew on Hot 96.9.
It is National Singles Week. Celebrate. Pebbles celebrated yesterday. She went to the Lizzo show.
That was a good one.
It was such a good show that she took her shoes and threw them in the trash. Is that true? Is that what happened?
I did. Well, my feet were killing me because I haven't worn heels in a really long time, and I thought I was trying to be cute. And I was like, nope. So Caitlin from Promotions brought me, and I ended up putting going to CVS and buying slippers. And I wore slippers
that.
And put my shoes. I didn't throw them away because I thought, you know, even though I didn't want them anymore because they're horrible, I said somebody may want them or need them. So I left them on the ground by the trash.
Okay, so there you go. So guys, if you can find Pebbles shoes and then come here and put it on Pebbles' foot, kind of like Cinderella.
Like the glass slipper.
That will be what wins her over. And before you put it on her foot, just make sure you go like...
So disgusting.
The scent of Pebbles' sweaty feet.
No, you'll win Romero over.
All right, we got guys lined up that are going to try. All week long we've been doing this. We got dudes hitting on Pebbles all week long, trying to convince her that being single is not the way. No, the scary thing is, Pebbles, is that they are.
They're just trying to get on the radio.
No.
They're actually trying to win you over, which is... It's kind of scary. This is Kyle.
What's going on?
What's up? Go ahead, man. We've had some awful attempts. There's nothing you could do that could be worse than what we've heard so far.
Okay, we're going to go with this here one. I'm going to run into Pebbles. Good morning, Pebbles.
Good morning.
Okay.
And I would be in the store. She would be in the store, and I would be staring at her, and she'll say, can I help you? And I said, Lord, I already did, because I done found heaven.
Yeah, all right.
And then the second one,
Jesus.
She'd be like, why are you staring at me? I said, because heaven is here on earth.
Oh.
And not only that, I just want to say, Pebbles, you have a beautiful voice. You remind me of Tina Turner when she sings the way you talk. Oh my God.
Pebbles and Tina Turner.
Life here on earth is wonderful when I met the beautiful Pebbles.
Aww. Pause
Romero,
one second.
What grade are you giving this?
I mean, I'm giving it an F, but I keep hearing Leroy over there going, ooh, like, would this win you over, Leroy?
No, not at all.
Hey, Romero, you can't give me an F. You got to be for real. I'm not trying to get a date. I'm just saying what's in my heart.
Right, so you're telling me that you've stared at a woman in a store before and given her that heaven line and it's worked out for you?
I stare at women like that, you know what I'm saying? They stare at me.
My man.
Thank you so much for the call. All right, let's move on to Jimbo? Jimbo? Is that what your name is?
Yo, this is Jimbo Spice. Nothing nice.
Okay. Sounds good.
Hey, what's up,
That's
man?
It. Yo, man, I'm just at work dumping the truck right now, kid.
Yeah?
So I heard Pebbles trying to get hit on right now.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not.
Come on, Pebbles. It's National Something Day.
It's National Cheeseburger Day, actually.
He's my favorite so far.
I'm just saying, on a scale of one to America, how free are you?
There you go.
You know what I'm saying?
Not bad.
That line would have worked on Leroy.
All right.
Okay.
Of all the curves, I mean, your smile is definitely my favorite.
He's scrolling through Google right now.
Right.
Yo, you know what, though? I'm not going to lie. Yeah, I stole that off Google.
We know.
What else you got? You got anything else?
Is that it?
I don't know. I got a truck full of grass. I'm trying to dump right now.
Okay.
Sold.
All right. I made up everything this single thing.
You can ride with you in the truck.
Oh, man.
Hell yeah. Get up in the truck. Let's do this.
Oh, my God. Andrew, bring it home. Come on, man.
Hey, Pablo, what's up? Back in 2 years ago, you gave me some tickets to a comedy show. And I just want to shoot you a deal here for dating, since you want to be single.
A deal, Pebbles. A deal.
Yeah, it's a deal. Everything's a deal in life. So, first deal. We both like watching Martin. Apparently, Living Single comes on in the same hour block, so we're good with that. Now, this is not a forceful deal. I will shovel snow, and I hope you like people watching.
Ooh.
Here's the bonus. Both of our birthdays are in February.
No, I think you want a date with me.
Yeah. I think you actually want a date with Romero.
You would be birthday. Wrong.
My birthday's in February. Yours is in May.
Strike one.
Andrew's panicking right now.
Strike one? That was three in one swoop.
So how about it?
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.